This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I once fell in love with a guy because he carried a lunchbox around.
Like a metal one?
Yeah. This is so fucking, God, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He's a really sweet guy. I really like him. I think I'm going to stay married to him.
I think you should. I think that sounds like a great idea, Christina.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
I'm going to go puke in the parking lot because I'm so embarrassed.
No.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
You guys aren't even ready for today's episode. I'm so excited to introduce my guest, you guys. You already know her. She's the ultimate mommy. She's got the podcast, Your Mom's House. She's got Where My Mom's At, as well as multiple Netflix specials. Give it up for Christina P.
Woo! Lauren, I'm so pumped to be here.
And I'm dying.
Bro, you're the queen. This is a beautiful set. You're doing a great job. And I have to say, I'm a little worried to disappoint you because I haven't been single since 2005.
That's okay.
Since Friendster. I think Tom and I actually communicated calling each other. I think maybe we texted.
Wow.
Maybe that's how old this relationship is. But anyway, okay.
Well, I don't even have to tell you the menu. I mean, we created this together. So,
shit.
Let's start off with the appetizer questions.
Sure.
Okay. When did you start being goth?
The day I was born, baby. I was born dark. Okay, I can tell you the exact moment. Okay, so I was in seventh grade, and I was a fucking dork, and I tried to try out for the drill team, and I wasn't cool. Like, I could not be cool. And my friend Jenny, who I'm still best friends with, she's been on my shows, Jenny Pentland, her older sister Jessica was a goth, and her walls were painted black in her room, and she loved Robert Smith from The Cure and these cool bands, Joy Division. And I was like, I think I want to be Jessica Pentland. Like, I wanted to be her. And then by the time I was 13, it was just like all black. I crossed over and I was smoking cigarettes and just full of, like, I had become who I am at like 13. Like, I remember being alone in my room. Like, I punched out the screen in my apartment complex. I lived in a shitty apartment with my mom. Just punched out the screen and then just like smoke out the window. You know, and I was like, I was a latchkey kid. My mother wasn't home until like 6:30 at night. Just do what I want. Yeah. And that was it.
Did you ever meet anyone at Hot Topic?
First of all, Hot Topic didn't exist when I was goth.
Oh my God. Well, how'd you,
that's how old
where'd
I am.
You get your clothes?
Melrose.
Oh. Melrose.
You had to go to vintage. There's a store called Aardvark's. And then you had to like go to smelly vintage stores and buy these velvet dresses that smelled like armpits and sweat and smoke and then cut them up. And yeah, I was cutting up fishnets, stockings, cutting out the crotch and making them into shirts and arms and shit. Like, it was DIY, baby. DIY.
Has DIY. Tom ever gone goth for you?
Hilarious. Never. Never. And can I tell you something? So he played football in high school. Like, we were total opposites. If we were in like a teen movie, he would be like the high school football player and I'd be like the angry goth girl. No. And I don't want him to because he's like a man. Like, can I tell you something? Like, real talk, like the goth dudes that I banged were kind of like betas. Like, they're not. They're sweet betas, don't get me wrong, and I'm still friends with them, but
yeah. Well, that's why you didn't marry one.
Exactly, because I don't want my husband to cry more than I do or be more bummed out than me. Like, I need a normal force. Have you ever dated goth?
One time, actually. My first boyfriend, I think ever, was goth.
No.
Oh yeah, his name was Corey.
Corey, what a great name.
And he had a mohawk.
Yeah.
And he dressed like full Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And I was 16. And I went to a private school. So I was homeschooled up until then. Yeah. And he would walk the hallways and we would pretend like we didn't know each other.
Of course.
Because I was a cheerleader. And he was this like goth guy. And so it was this like secret little love thing. And I dated him like for a year.
And?
We kissed.
You just Frenched. You didn't go all the way.
No. Because I was like, I don't know. Like in my head, I was just like, you're my boyfriend. But we didn't ever really do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, my first love, like my first boyfriend was so deep goth guy. But I have to tell you, because I was so fucked up as a teenager that he was perfect. It was just perfect for that time of my life. You know what I mean? Like a sweet goth guy. He waited so long for me to have sex with him. You know, just hanging in there. Just feeling those feelings. Just sweet, sweetheart. You know, I, God bless the goth boys. They saved me in high school, really.
Yeah.
Because I was so vulnerable. I needed that sweetness.
What's a goth girl's weakness?
Oh, my God. I'm such a dork. This is so embarrassing. Yeah.
This is what it's like to date.
It's so embarrassing. Okay, like, I'll tell you what I really, like, when I was a teenager. Well, anyway, any guy that knows the music I like. You know what I mean? If you like the same band, like if a guy has like a Bauhaus tattoo, probably I'd be like, it's pretty hot. This guy knows what he's doing. Such a dork. I once fell in love with a guy because he carried a lunchbox around.
Like a metal one?
Yeah. This is so fucking, God, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, that's what they did in the 90s. Like you carry around a lunchbox and you put like your stickers on it. And he had like a Book of the Dead inside of it. And I was like, oh my God, so cool. This guy's so deep. Like, they're not. They're just trying to get laid like every other guy.
Yeah.
They're no deeper than the football players, you know? It's a game. It's a racket. I'm such a... black nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy wore, like, a black velvet skirt, I would be like, oh, my God, this guy's fucking hot.
Really?
Oh, I loved it. I loved, like, black velvet skirts on a guy. It was like... There was one guy at Helter Skelter at this club I used to go to every Wednesday. And, he wore a velvet skirt. My stepsister and I were like, there he is. Like, we just really got me going.
What is the best dating advice that you would give to a single girl? That's okay. We'll segue.
I want
to
hate myself.
No.
Okay, what now?
If you could give a single girl some dating advice, what would you say to her?
How old?
Let's say she's like 21.
Oh, 21. Fuck. Just bang them all. Bang them all. Because men are so immature that you're not gonna lock anyone down. Don't even start thinking yet about the husband stuff. But I will say, bang dudes quietly. Don't tell everybody. Shut the fuck up about it. Just go do your business. Bang girls, bang guys, bang fucking dogs, trans, whatever you want. But keep an eye out for the good ones in your college.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, keep the solid dudes in your back pocket. Like, befriend them, but don't fuck them or date them or nothing until you're kind of, like, older and you're ready to, like, settle down with a boy.
Yeah.
And then call that guy up, like, that one you had your eyes on. And they'll be like, what's up, dude? What's up, fucking Rick? And then he'll be stoked to talk to you.
Yeah.
But keep a good one in your back pocket. But don't fuck him.
Here are some main course questions. Have you ever dated someone that you had to hide from your friends or family?
Like, oh my God. Yes. Stop. I'm going to fucking puke. I'm so.
Why did you hide them?
I'm going to puke because like I dated a short king once. And
how short?
God damn it. God damn it, Lauren.
Like, are we talking?
I'm sweating. I'm so embarrassed.
Small person?
LP, no! Like Peter Dinklage? No. He was just a short, like, I don't know. Like,
he looked up to kiss you.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. Yeah. And like, have you ever been like just worn down by a guy? Like he wore me down to
you
the
had,
point.
Well, yeah, you just stooped to his level.
He courted and courted and courted and courted and just wore me down till finally I was like, all right, I'll fuck you. God damn it. And then he was just charming and he had a good personality. And then, yeah, I was like, but I totally denied it to my friends and stuff. I'm like, we're not banging. I'll never fuck that guy. He's so little.
Did he have a big dick?
No.
Oh, man. God. So what was the upside? He was charming?
He was super goth. Yeah.
Oh, Christina.
He was super goth. He had cool tattoos.
Do you consider yourself romantic?
Here's the deal, is that I want to be, but I'm so embarrassed by actual intimacy that I get really uncomfortable.
What do you mean?
Like, sweet Tom, like, Tom's so romantic and sweet, and I'm like, I get so anxious by the feelings, you know? Like, if you even ask him about it, he's like, she's the worst. If I'm like, I love you, babe, like, sincerely, I'll be like, yeah, I know, got it, thanks. Like, I can't.
Even after all these years?
I mean, I've gotten better. I've gotten so much better. Mm-hmm. Where I can have genuine, you know? Yeah, it's embarrassing, though. I don't like it.
Well, what's your perfect date night look like?
Okay, with Tom or with, like, a real person?
It's Christina. With Tom.
Oh, with someone else? The romantic partner? Okay. For Tommy and I? So Tom's really great about, he's a good foodie.
Mm-hmm. So like, he likes restaurants, like good food restaurants.
Loves it. He loves it. So, like, he'll find some dope, weird place in Austin. And I like to just eat and get hammered with him. And by hammered, I mean I drink 2 whole glasses of white wine. And, like,
lightweight.
Yeah, I'm not really, you know. And I just, I like watching him get excited about food. He'll be like, oh my gosh. You know, like when you go to these ridiculous restaurants and they're like, we light this bone marrow on fire and then it drizzles into your macaroni. And you're like, I don't care. I'm just, like, so garbage.
Yeah.
But he's like, wow, really? And then what spoon should I use to eat it with? Like, he loves to, and I like to watch him get excited. And then, oh, wait, but you fuck first. You should always fuck before the date. Have I not said that? That's my key, especially for Valentine's Day. Fuck first. Yeah. I heard Dan Savage say this ages ago. Makes so much sense. So, sorry, before the date, he and I fuck. So then, like, he's calm and he can actually listen to me on the date. And then, yeah. And then I just drink and then we laugh and make fun of people.
I mean, that sounds like a pretty perfect date night.
Yeah, we had a good one. We went to Hawaii over New Year's and we did that. Yeah, we just, like, laughed. And we do this thing where we guess people's lives. Like, mm-hmm. I like to look at strangers and be like, okay, that guy's a drug runner. That's his hoe wife, da-da-da-da-da. And we like to guess people's lives. And sometimes we ask them, like, hey, what's your life? We're just curious.
Do they tell you?
Yes, every time.
Have you ever been correct?
Yes, yes, yes. Just like half partial correct, partially. Because I'm a comic. I feel like I read people for a living.
Yeah.
Partially, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Hello, tons. Okay. I've been married for 20 years. That's all I can do is, like, theater of the mind. Yeah. Ryan Gosling. He's like, so basic, bitch. I know, but I love him. I love John Cusack. like, I've loved him for years. I love Peter Murphy, obviously, from Bauhaus. I like weird beards. I'm trying to think of other weirdos. I used to like Benicio del Toro a lot, but he's too dirty lately. I feel like he's too filthy.
Yeah, he kind of, like, I feel like smelly. He looks like he smells like he smells. A mechanic shop.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a good smell. I like that. Yeah, he B.O.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I feel like people, like, you know, a good brand for him, if he created a cologne that was just called Instant Regret. I feel like that would be so good.
Yeah, because you fuck him and then you're like, oh God, the smelly
shit,
guy?
No.
Have you fucked the smelly guy? I feel like every girl has, like,
I feel
a dirty
like
guy.
Every guy has had a moment of being smelly, but I don't date guys that have, like, a BO.
Oh my God, I dated a guy in high school who was having a contest with his friend to see how long they could go without showering. He was a punker guy.
Yeah.
It was like he had, like, filth on his arm. I thought it was so hot.
No,
he was so hot.
You
and,
loved,
like,
it.
I loved him. And his breath smelled like Marlboro Reds.
Okay.
Because he smoked Reds. And I was like, but it was like, because it was like, we just Frenched. Like, I didn't do anything else. But it was like one of those hot, You know, like hot and horny teen loves. I didn't even touch his D.
He was too dirty.
Thank God for that. I didn't even know. Like, I didn't even think about his dick. Like, that's, I was so young. I was like 14.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wasn't thinking in terms of like, God, his dick probably is dirty and his balls. Just, you know, we just Frenched.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Sometimes I like Taylor Swift songs. Don't laugh at me, Chad. I have a playlist in my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
It's called Fun Mom Jams. And it's only for when, like, I just took my Lexapro and, like, you know, when you get that burst of, like, joy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm feeling fun today. Like, it's very rare. And it's got, like, Tay-Tay in there.
Yeah.
Panic at the Disco. Gotta have high, high hopes for a living. It's, yeah. I very rarely get that inspirational. I'm really destroying my goth cred right now. Gosh. Disappointing all the goths.
No, it's okay. You're multifaceted.
I am. I'm very multidimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay to have layers.
Oh my God. You know what I love? I mean, I think they know this about me. I love like fucking high school TV shows, movies.
Like on the CW?
Oh, not that corny. I like whatever's on net. That's the worst. That is, I can't take those.
No, I had to ask.
Like not even Dawson's Creek is too gay. I love... I watched She's the Man.
Okay.
The other day with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Love that.
I watched Bring It On the other day.
That is one of the greatest movies. I said, brr, it's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere.
I mean, I know. I was like, oh, I'm getting into it. And Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Kills. Dude, I could watch Bring It On. I could watch The Clovers all day, cheerlead.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
They're fucking good, dude.
What is the best way to bail on a date?
In the middle of it or before?
Well, I didn't finish my question because I don't know how I want this one to go. I guess, like, what's the best way to bail on a date if you're really not feeling it?
You're in the date.
And you're not feeling it and you're like, damn, this is a waste of time.
Can I tell you, when I was dating, I was so young. So this is like, I hooked up with Tom at 28. So when you're in your 20s, like I would just stay on the date. I would suffer it out. And like one time I even held a guy's hand and I didn't want to.
Oh no.
It was so like, oh my God.
Was your anxiety just going through the roof?
Yeah. That's why I'm not good at dating. Cause I have no problem to tell a guy, like, I don't want to fuck you. But for some reason, I think I didn't know that you could end a date prematurely. I didn't know people could do that. Like, I'm not enjoying this. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just. Have you done that?
I bailed on a date once, mid-date.
How?
I got up and left. I told him that he was too rude. I was like, you are so rude to the staff and you're offensive and I'm embarrassed to sit here with you and I'm not going to finish this date. And I got up and left.
Good for you.
But he was like pretty awful. Like he was horrible.
It's like mean to people.
Mean and was like offending me. Like I recommended the restaurant. And I told him all my favorite dishes. And the very first thing that came out, he smelt it and he ate it. And he goes, oh, this is awful. Only someone who's had COVID and with no sense of taste could like this. And I was like, oh, my God, dude, it's a strawberry.
Was he like this before? Like,
it was the first time I'd ever gone out with him.
Oh, so it was like a blind date.
It was kind of like a blind date. So I, before we could even finish the date, I was like, man, this sucks. I'm not having a good time and I'm not going to do this.
Good for you.
And so I left.
Good for you.
It was what, I'm really not that ballsy. So you know it was bad.
It was bad.
Because I'm the kind of person that would hold someone's hand and even like give someone a kiss at the end of the night, even if I know I'm going to ghost them later. So I'm really, awesome. I'm not that hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, so you know.
But again, if it were me now... I would just be like, you know what? I don't think this is.
Yeah.
I can't do this. But I was 20 something, and I'm trying to think. Like, I honestly, yeah, I think I would just sit through all the bad dates and just be like, thank you so much. Yeah, that was amazing. Let's do this again. And then I would just avoid the guy.
Yeah.
Such a shit way to deal with people. Honestly. It is.
So how did you know Tom was the one? What made him different?
God damn it. I was just telling him this morning. It's so funny because so like the minute I met Tommy, he was 23 and like I was 26 and we met at a bar. The Cat Club is the name of the club, comedy club. And he just carried himself like a grown up. You know what I mean? Like I was still just like, whatever. Like I was still kind of adolescent. Mm-hmm. And Tom Segura has always been a 40-year-old man. You know, and he's always been mature. And I was so drawn to his stillness and his confidence. And I think like I ran this comedy room called Tangier and I would always book him because he could close a show. I mean, to 23, Tom was never bad at comedy. It's fucking annoying. Like Segura has always been really, really funny and really talented. And I would book him every week at my show. And I remember watching him. And he would just kind of stand and everyone was talking and, you know, chit-chatting. And he's just kind of like, just comfortable standing there. And I was like, wow, look at that. And I just knew.
A
and
spectacle.
Then, I love him. Yeah. And then we went to a backyard party at this guy Danforth France's house. And it was a barbecue. And Tom offered me a slice of pie, blueberry pie. And he was backlit. Like the sun was behind his head. It was like a halo, like Jesus. And he was offering me pie. And I looked at him and I go, I'm going to marry Tom Segura. I knew it. I fucking knew it. And I got in the car with my friends and I go, hey, what do you guys think of Tom Segura? And my friend goes, oh, I'd sop him up on a biscuit. And I was like, great, I'm marrying that guy. And I go, tell Tom Segura I want to go out on a date with him that I'm interested in him. You know, because I like wave a hanky. I'm a hanky kind of gal. Like, you let them know I'm interested. If he calls, great. If not, I'm over it. And then he called and I turned him down. Because he wanted to go. He goes, yeah, do you want to go like hiking or something? And I go, you know what? I got to tell you, I'm not a hiking girl. I'm not the one for you. I'm sorry. I can't. And I hung up and I was like, you fucking idiot. Like he was trying to, I just want to spend time with you probably. Because at the time I was like, do you like to smoke cigarettes? Do you like to sit in a bar and talk for hours? That's who I am. I want to drink beers, smoke cigarettes and talk about life. If you can do that with me, we're bros. I like to get deep. I can't do fucking chit chat. I can't do bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not who I am. And then I called him back later and I go, I messed up. I'm so sorry. Do you like cigarettes and beer? I know this one bar in Pasadena that still lets you smoke. We can play pool and drink beer and smoke cigarettes. And he's like, yeah. And that was it. And he's true. To this day, that's my favorite thing to do with Tom. We sit and we talk for hours. I mean, we built an empire on sitting and bullshitting with one another.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most important, for me anyway, in a spouse. I know you're supposed to say partner, or you're fucking your gay lover partner. Can you sit in the same room for hours and talk? You know, you don't have to have the same opinion on everything.
Yeah.
But that's a huge thing, man. Because that's most, you're going to get through troubles together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be struggle after struggle. But can you talk to that motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's most of it.
So what's your least favorite part about Tom? Like your pet peeve?
I mean, farts, hair, shitting, the constant shitting and farting. Yeah, I mean.
He can't help that.
The boyness, that stuff.
He can't help that either.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's that, just the constant fart rips. Like, he thinks I fart a lot. This morning he farted, he goes, oh, first fart of 2024. I'm like, no, it's January 31st, you dick.
Yeah.
He just thinks
he's been holding it in this whole time?
No, he's just a big liar. Because it's constant.
Yeah. Does he think it's funny, though? Does he do it because he thinks it's amusing?
Of course. Of course. But I kind of do, too, secretly. I think it's funny. My favorite thing that I like that he does is when he burps in front of his mom. Because his mom gets really upset. And, like, the first time we visited his family, I was, like, 28 or 29. And he just stands in the doorway of his house and he goes, and just rips. And his mom is like, ah, Tommy, oh yeah, sorry, Tommy. And I'm like, that is so rad. I was in love. Fucking mentally ill.
But that's you, though. Yeah. I mean, you fall in love with someone, and then those little things can make you laugh later.
Do you like it when your boyfriend farts or burps? That's a no.
He's got cute farts.
Wow. I love him. If his farts are cute, you love him.
And the thing I love the most is that they never smell. So I never get guessed. It's just loud and cute. It's like a cute, loud sound.
Do you fart in front of him?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that thinks it's funny, and mine reek.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, payback! You know? I'm like, mine aren't as cute as yours, but no one's perfect. Okay, we're going to do my tasting menu.
Sure.
So I have rapid fire questions.
Okay, let's go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
What's the oldest thing in your fridge right now?
Cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Munster.
Ooh, I love Munster cheese.
Ugh, it's Tom's. I hate it.
Oh, I love it. It
smells like feet.
I love that. Ugh. East Coast or West Coast?
Oh, West Coast, baby.
Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Deep dish in Austin here, home slice.
Yeah.
Do you like what it's called? Yeah. That shit crushes, dude.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Fuck your mother, pineapple. You're fucking dead. That's disgusting.
I agree. I don't want anything sweet on my pizza unless I'm having a Nutella pizza.
Yeah, that's a dessert.
You know?
That's a good one.
But don't try to mix the two.
Don't you?
Psycho.
It's like putting fruit on a dessert anyway. It's kind of stupid, too. I don't like that.
I don't like
fruit for dessert. So French. Stop it.
Star Wars?
Just be a pig.
Or Harry Potter.
Fucking dorks. None of the above, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Harry Potter all day.
Same.
Yeah.
Best music to have sex to.
Oh, I got the album Christian Death. Only Theater of Pain.
Leather or lace?
Somewhere leather, somewhere lace. Leather.
Ghosts or aliens?
Aliens all day, dude.
Mohawk or mullet?
Oh, mohawk, bro. Come on.
Manicure or pedicure?
Petty. It's more practical.
Favorite cocktail?
I guess Cosmopolitan.
Shower or bath?
Oh, shower.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite flowers?
Oh. Peonies? I don't know how to say
it. Peonies, I think.
Peyote?
Peyote? I don't know, but we went to drugs really fast.
Peonies, yeah.
Thong or granny panties?
Oh, granny panties all day, full flavors.
Morning bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Favorite position?
Missionary.
Lights on or off?
Oh, off? Crazy? Who the fuck is doing lights on? Ew, are you lights on?
I
mean, you're
dim.
Beautiful.
I like them dim.
Yeah, it's off. Blackness, bro. No one wants to see this. Please.
That's not true. Well, there's always someone on OnlyFans who will want to see your feet, remember?
That's right. But you're beautiful enough to be on the OnlyFans. Mom, no.
No, I 47, disagree.
Two kids.
Botox or wrinkles?
Oh, Botox, dude, all day.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Hair up or down?
Sorry?
Hair up or down?
Oh, I like it up.
Same.
Yeah.
Wine or champagne?
Wine.
Favorite car?
Ooh, a Jeep. Jeep Cherokee?
Is that that's like the SUV kind of one, not yeah. not the Barbie one?
Yeah, it's like a fucking SUV, just a regular ass Jeep, black on black. I like that.
Introvert or extrovert?
Introvert all day.
Sweet or savory?
Oh. God damn, how am I getting tripped up on this?
I don't know, because it's this weird thing where you go back and forth. Like, I have to eat a chip and then something sweet, and same. Then I have to go back to the chip and then...
Well, that's why Reese cups are the best.
Oh, they're my favorite!
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds. Oh. Can I go sour?
Yeah.
That's like my favorite taste.
Like the sour gummy worms?
Belts. The sour belts. Like we have them here. Yeah, I like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like sour belts. Like, Annie and I, we torture ourselves here. We like, yeah, I like to burn my mouth a lot. I like to, and I like sour soups and sour pickles, like the Eastern European pickled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're wild.
Yeah. I'm mentally ill. Wilds are mental illness. You go.
Karaoke or dancing?
Oh, gosh. Dancing. I love to dance. Yeah.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Oh, Cheez-Its. Oh, those are my favorites.
Really?
I just ate them yesterday. Yeah.
Oh.
I love Cheez-Its. I could eat
too.
The whole fucking box.
They're
dude.
Sharp.
They're it's sharp. Taste. And they taste like Play-Doh to me a little bit, but I like it.
Did you eat Play-Doh as a kid?
No, but did you?
No.
I like the smell.
I wanted to.
I like the smell of gasoline too, but I don't eat it.
I like the smell of gasoline too.
Yeah.
It's like a weird, like I don't like the smell of paint though.
No, I don't like paint either.
But gasoline,
yeah.
When I fill up my car, it's the only perk.
I know. It's so disgusting. It's always so dirty.
But I like the smell of gasoline too.
Yeah.
Well, on to my dessert question.
Okay.
How did Tom propose to you?
Okay. I mean, like, it's kind of a bone. It's a contentious point in our relationship because, like, I'm so stoked that he proposed to me, but it was such a lackluster event that, like, okay, so we were coming back from doing a show together in Irvine. So we were driving, and I think I was giving him shit. Like, when are you going to propose, bro? What the fuck? Because my aunt was at the show, and I think she was giving me shit for it. She's like, aren't you guys going to get married? And I was
How long have y'all been dating?
For 3 years.
Okay.
So I was like, dude, I don't know. My aunt was, like, giving me shit, and I was like, I was annoyed too. You know, I'm like, let's go, dude. Come on. So anyway, we get back to our shitty ass apartment in downtown LA, and I put on my robe and I'm like, I gotta go shower. I'm disgusting right now. And he goes, babe, come here. And I'm like, I don't want to smell your farts. I don't want to smell your farts. Cause I know that's what he usually does. He goes, come here, babe. And then he hugs me and then it's like a fart cloud. And then he proposed instead. And I was like, are you fucking serious? I'm in my bathroom. In downtown LA, because we were going to go to the Bahamas and like,
oh,
I know. Yeah. In like 2 weeks, we would have been in this like idyllic,
beautiful place.
But of course I said yes. And I'm thrilled that I did. But I think, you know what I mean? You're always like, really? He's like, well, you know, I felt the ring burning a hole in my pocket, babe. I had to do it. And I'm like, that's really sweet.
Yeah,
that is really sweet. And he's made it up to me ever since. Obviously he's a very romantic guy, but that was it. Yeah, it's so hard because I think men don't understand that to women the proposal is like the memory you're gonna have,
yeah,
for the rest of your life. It's like the biggest moment.
Yeah,
even more so than your wedding, I think,
because
you're so stressed out that day. You're just like, you just want it to be idyllic. You want it to be like writing in the sand or like.
Well, it's the moment that it like gets really serious.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Your life changes forever when this decision is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. What's the most romantic thing Tom's ever done?
Oh, he's so sweet. He's always sweet. I can tell you the most thoughtful thing he's ever done. He flew my friend out one time, my best friend, from New York to San Francisco, and like had her hide in the car. And then like as we, like she like popped up and we met in San Francisco. And I was like, oh my God, that was so sweet of him. Like, and we had no money. He had no money to do that. You know, he was always like that, like super classy and sweet.
That is really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a sweetheart. He's a really sweet guy. I really like him. I think I'm going to stay married to him.
I think you should. I think that sounds like a great idea, Christina.
I mean, it's worked out so far.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You guys make like one of the best couples in the world.
I know. There's so much pressure with that. I'm always like, don't say that. You're going to jinx us. Don't say that. But I think it's because we don't believe, like, I don't take that in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know that. If that's your opinion, great. Like, we're not, you know.
Okay, well, yeah. I really like you guys a lot.
Thanks. Yeah, I like you too. We like you too.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
I'm going to go puke in the parking lot because I'm so embarrassed.
No. This was my favorite.
No, you're my favorite.
I've been waiting for you to come on.
I know. I'll come back again sometime.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please do.
I love you.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you guys. You already know where you can find Christina. You can find her everywhere.
Everywhere.
Thank you for watching my podcast. Continue to watch YMH and Where My Mom's At. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.